Time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. This past weekend, Tibbetts Summer Theater opened with Popcorn Theater. Miss Nelson is missing. Big crowd on hand for that, and that continues this Friday and Saturday as well. But this week on stage, it's the main stage productions that kick off at Tibbetts Summer Theater, including the Tony Award-winning show We Remember Too from the television series and all of that, The Odd Couple. And one of the two co-stars of the show joins us in the studio, Isaac Jankowski. Did you ever see yourself as a Felix growing up?
You know, I didn't, Ken. I am totally an Oscar, actually. my parents always nag me to clean. So I don't like it, but
so you're hoping, or they're hoping, maybe when you come back then at Christmas or whatever, that you'll have changed.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They feel like this role will be good for me, in the fact that I'll appreciate a good house cleaning after this one.
How much did you know about the show? Obviously, you know, Neil Simon, it was the play, and then got adapted for the TV show and all that. How much did you know about it going into it?
Right, I knew a little bit about it. My dad is a director back in my hometown, and he did it 10, 12 years ago. So I knew of it, and Neil Simon is a great playwright. Love his work. He has the 1-2-3 punch, as we say, with comedy.
Yeah.
And it's great. So I knew about the show. I knew it was hysterical. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Obviously,
the TV series that most of us grew up with in the 70s, but now it's actually back again, so
yeah.
It's kind of the revival. I haven't seen that one yet.
So. I haven't either. I've heard mixed reviews on it, how it kind of brings in a little bit of the old stuff and adds some new flair to it. But, yeah, it's interesting how they can just put it into TV.
No, you guys are taking this back to the original setting, right?
Yes. It's set in the 60s. Great costumes, great set, and just great comedy.
So you're kind of the neurotic neat freak to the slob.
Yep, that's a perfect way to put it. I have a line in the show where I say I'm a neurotic nut. And so that defines Felix perfectly.
So how do you bounce off your Oscar?
Oh, he's great. Derek is great. He's our Oscar. And we just met a week ago, 10 days ago or something like that. And, you know, we just kind of clicked and we have that chemistry of we're actually kind of opposites on stage, and it's great.
Yeah. Second season at Tibbetts. Folks,
yes.
Remember you from Alone Together last
yes.
summer,
yes.
but also the other dance shows too.
Yes.
So kind of a different range for you on this one.
Absolutely.
Because you're
Absolutely.
Kind of the singer-dancer kind of guy, aren't you?
Right. I am. Mainly. I went to school, got a degree in musical theater. So it's good to get the chance to act and perform that way too.
Okay. Tell us about the rest of summer for you then.
Rest of the summer, I will be a lost boy in Peter Pan, so I get to do a little bit of dancing and singing there, and then I'm in the ensemble of Pippin, so the rest of the summer is full of singing and dancing for
okay.
me.
Well, out of college now, and
yes.
in the big city in Chicago now,
yes.
and a working actor there.
Yes.
Not everybody can say that in the acting business, right?
Right. That's true. I'm one year out of college, and I've been very, very fortunate with the opportunities that I've been given in Chicago and have been able to do and perform there and get my name out there.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Obviously, at this point, just try to figure out where you're going to be. If you had, write the resume for yourself on what shows either you would want to be in or what types of things you want to be doing, what would be on that list for you?
Oh, wow. It's a tough question. Eventually, I do want to, you know, be leading man or ingenue type roles in musicals. That's the ultimate goal. But I am totally fine right now being chorus boy number 3 in the back, just to keep it working and just keep the skills going and up to date.
Okay, again, you come through from this honestly with your folks being involved in theater, especially your
yes.
dad being a
yes.
director in that. So how much did they encourage you when you first started to say, hey, I think I might want to do this for a career?
Oh, they were great. They've always been completely supportive of me, which is I'm very, very lucky for that. I started way back in second grade. And they were just like, okay, yeah, you got something special, so go for it. Why not?
Okay, very cool. Out of the show, are there other favorite lines for you out of this Odd Couple show?
Oh, nothing is jumping out right now, but Felix, he's crazy and just sporadic, and It's just a fun time.
Did you, from TV, we remember Tony Randall in that part.
Yeah.
Have you modeled yourself after that or tried not to?
I try not to. I try to put my own spin on it and do my own take on things. Maybe after the show, I'll look into it and see, oh, did I get that right?
Well, not that necessarily Tony Randall was what Neil Simon had in mind.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd have to go back and talk to Neil Simon about it.
What
he envisioned.
Right.
Well, looking forward to it again. Opening this weekend, you've got a couple more rehearsals here, and then wowing the crowds this weekend and next weekend. Of course, with 4th of July in there, one less show. So if people are planning ahead to come see this show, and then right after that is Peter Pan and Pippin, and then the rest of the season just kind of rolls on. So fun stuff. And just full disclosure here, Isaac actually is staying with us at our house this week.
This year.
So
it's great. It's great.
And he hasn't really been. You haven't been an Oscar yet.
Oh, that's
that
good.
I know of. Anyway,
that's good.
He keeps his bedroom door closed.
I say, don't walk into my bedroom.
Yeah. He might be there, but the rest of the house, he's been somewhat of a feeling. So at least halfway there. So
good,
appreciate
good.
That. All right, break a leg.
Thank you, sir.
Isaac Jankowski with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.